This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number. 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you.
We have callers.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are here to help you. We got a phone call from a listener in Keene, New Hampshire. And he's telling us that the rain is coming down like crazy. So that's a positive sign. May not be a beach day, but I'll tell you. Maybe I'll put on my bathing suit, get out in the driveway, and do a little dance when the rain comes. Wow! We haven't seen rain in so long, other than a quick shower. It's so dry, we just need a good soaking. So hopefully the rain that's in Keene will make it down to the Kennebunks and make everything green again. We've been telling you about the trip that we are planning for next year, June 28th to July 9th, to the National Parks. And we have to start early because it sells out every single year, and they only allow so many buses because of the lodging that's available in the parks. And we're staying in the parks, not outside of them. We are down to 5 seats left. And 4 people signed up this week. We're down to 5. And when the bus is full, that's it. So if you were thinking of joining us, don't hesitate. Monday morning, give Largue Travel a call and talk to them. Now, their number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And if you want to see what we're going to be experiencing, go to my website, paulparent.com. And it's P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, paulparent.com. And about halfway down the front page on the right, it will say Trip to the National Parks. If you click on that, it will take you to a site that my wife, Christine, created. And everything that's underlined, if you click on it, it will show you exactly what you're going to see. It'll show you the lodges we're staying at and all of the sites that we will be visiting. And while you're there, if you don't get the newsletter, sign up for the weekly email newsletter that's free, and it comes out every single Thursday. And for example, this week I wrote a story that tells you about the different types of grass seeds to use in your lawn. Just one of the many stories. So if you want to come, don't hesitate. There are only 5 seats available, and then the trip is sold out for the year, and we can't get any more seats for the bus. Daniel, who's up next?
And next up, we've got Steve from Massachusetts. He's got a question about clematis and tall flax.
Okay, Steve, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. What's happening with the clematis?
I have a four-year-old clematis, and it's been blooming very well the last 4 years. I've noticed, though, that the foliage is completely dead when I was out in my garden yesterday, and I know it does turn brown earlier than some plants, and I don't know whether it is dead because it's died or if it's just normal for it. And so I have a question. Should I prune it back to the ground or let the foliage stay? Because I know in the springtime that this year the what I thought was all dead foliage, most of it seemed to come alive again and produce leaves and then blossoms.
Right. Clematis is a plant that has the ability to go dormant and to come back. And I think with the lack of rain that we have had, the heat, and for example, they were saying that in the state of Maine, we have had the hottest August ever recorded for the state of Maine, and also the driest August ever recorded for the state of Maine, and we're down over 8 inches. So a plant like a clematis, not being able to have the amount of water that it needs, has the ability to go dormant, so it will shed its foliage because it's a way to prevent moisture loss and the roots and the stems from dehydrating. So it's going dormant prematurely due to the weather conditions.
Okay, does it do any good for the plant if I prune it at all?
What I would like for you to do is to wait until March. And the reason is if you cut it back now, you're going to have 6, 8, 10, 12 shoots coming out of the ground that will have an open wound to it. And if we don't get a lot of snow, when the wind blows, it will suck the moisture out of where you prune the plant, and it will pull the moisture out of the ground, and the plant will die. So I would rather you wait until the end of March, beginning of April, cut it down to a foot, and then pull everything off, and that plant will grow 6 feet right from the ground and right back up to your light pole in one season, and it will be twice the size as it is right now.
Oh, that's very good.
And I'll tell you from experience, many years ago, the nursery where I worked in Massachusetts, we had 2 6-by-6 posts that held our gates open during the day. We latched them on there. Well, one morning, it was really windy. I got to work. I opened up the gates. The wind caught one. The gate flung open, hit the 6-by-6, and snapped it off at the ground, along with the clematis that was growing on it. So during the day, I pulled out the old post, put in a new one, and I said, when I get some time, I'll put a new clematis in there. Well, I couldn't believe it. That clematis came back to double the size, double the flowers, and it was spectacular. So don't prune it until the spring. Feed it with plant tone and some lime, because clematis love a sweet soil, and it will be absolutely beautiful. But don't prune it until the spring.
Paul, I have one other question.
Okay.
Tall flux. I have quite a few of them in my perennial bed, and I was wondering if I could prune them early spring, well, early summer, before they get too high, and will that help branching of them?
Tall phlox is not a plant that really, pinching-wise, makes it produce more shoots. What you would be better off doing is, in the fall, after the frost hits them, cut them right flush to the ground, put a little bit of compost or manure on them, and then in the spring, feed them with Garden Tone or a granular fertilizer, Dynamite, and those plants will come back thicker and fuller. Phlox, if you can feed them, will double their size every single year. And if you can feed them in March, early April, depending on the weather, and then again in August or September. So if you can give them a little bit of an organic fertilizer right now, it will go right to the root, it will be stored there, and it will help them to produce more shoots next spring. Thank you.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center. Or for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Club 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we got Shirley from New Hampshire. She's got a question about a Rose of Sharon and then another question about a rhubarb.
Okay. Shirley, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your Rose of Sharon, Shirley?
Hi. Can you take a cutting from a Rose of Sharon bush and have it live?
I'll tell you what's even easier than taking a cutting. You won't have to use rooting powder and all this kind of stuff. Your Rose of Sharon are in bloom now.
Right.
And some of the pods where the earlier flowers were have begun to turn brown.
Okay.
So if you pick those pods, put them in a brown paper bag, and just put it in your garage or in your basement.
Uh-huh.
The pod will burst open, and all the seeds will come out.
Oh.
And then in like February or March, you can start the seeds on your windowsill.
Uh-huh.
And by the time spring gets here, you'll have a plant up about 3 inches that you can plant in your garden.
Oh, I see. Wow.
It's a lot easier that way. It really is. And I have a Rose of Sharon that's in a mulch bed and growing right around the base of the plant. There's got to be 20 or 30 seedlings that develop from seeds made last year.
Mm-hmm.
So check around yours to see if there's any shoots that are coming out of the ground.
Okay. I have a question about the rhubarb.
Yes.
It's still growing nice and green because it's right to the edge of my garden, and it gets watered all the time.
Okay.
And this last week, I took and I dug around each hill of it, and I put a lot of fertilizer. the plant cone.
Yes.
And then I took and covered it back, and then I watered it. And so now as the leaves turn yellow, I just been pulling them off and, you know, throwing them away.
Right.
Do I just leave it, or the plants, or cut them down when, you know, everything is done? Or
right. What's going to happen is, like mine, they're probably not getting as much water as they should.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the leaves are yellow.
Right.
And I'm going to allow them to almost turn brown.
Uh-huh.
Because there's still energy in the leaf. There's energy in the stem.
Uh-huh.
And you want that energy to drain down to the root system.
Okay.
And then probably in early October, then I'll take my pruners, I'll clean around the plant, get rid of the old leaves, put it in my compost pile, and then I have two clumps, and I'll buy a 40-pound bag of black cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
It's a yellow bag with a black cow on it.
Yeah.
Home Depot or Lowe's has it. And I'll put 20 pounds around each one. And I'll tell you, the following year, that rhubarb is bigger stems, bigger leaves, and a lot more productive. But the Garden Tone that you put in there is organic. It's slow release. It will not burn the roots. And it will continue to feed the plant until the ground freezes. So you've done a good thing.
Okay. would it be all right to take home my grass clippings? I got a big pile, and put around it, or just throw them over the top, and or
you can
not.
As long as you took the grass clippings before the crabgrass came into bloom.
I see.
So if you have crabgrass in your lawn, and it's made those spikes where the seed heads are, do not put it in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
If it was mowed before, then use it as a mulch.
Okay, I really don't know what crabgrass looks like, but I can go to the Agway there and look in the book and see what it looks like.
Okay.
Because I have no idea what it looks like.
It grows flat and it turns red.
Uh-huh.
So that's how you can tell.
Is it like viney?
No, it's just a clump.
Oh.
It attacks mosquitoes so that you can enjoy the
wow.
outdoor space.
Okay. Then I'll try that with the Rosa Sharon and see how it comes out, because I'd love to start, you know, on one.
Yeah, it works very, very
yeah.
well.
Okay, Paul. Thanks a lot. And it is raining, and I feel like going out and have a dance.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
5484. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts. He's got a question about climbing plant that may grow faster than clematis.
There are. Tom, good morning.
Paul, this is Tom calling. I just signed up for your newsletter and got it within the last week or so. Very nice, the article on grass seeds particularly. I just have a question. A week or two ago, you had mentioned on your show that there was at least one climbing plant that might grow more easily or perhaps faster or both versus clematis, and I didn't note the name. What, do you recall the name of that?
Yeah, it's called silver lace vine.
Okay. Okay.
Now, if you go to my website, paulparent.com.
Okay.
Click on newsletter archive.
Okay.
And you're going, it will take you to all of the newsletter. It was either 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago that I did a story about the silver lace vine and also put a picture of the vine in bloom. That way you can see it. The reason that I like it, it's blooming right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
It grows 10 feet a year.
I like that.
And it will grow in the shade as well as the sun.
That's even better.
Oh, yeah. This is one of the best vines that I've ever grown. It's a lot hardier than clematis. It blooms at a time of the year where you want a little bit of color. And it is hardy, hardy, hardy. But it grows so quickly. And if you have, like, a swimming pool, and you've got a chain link fence around it, and you want privacy, you put that at every other section of your chain link fence, and in 3 years, you're seeing nothing. That's how thick and full and fast it will grow for you.
Is this the type of vine that they would sell at a nursery, or is it fairly rare to find it at nursery?
No, you should be able to find it at nurseries, garden centers, and really shouldn't be a problem. You know, you probably won't find it at a small nursery at this time of the year, but right. The larger nurseries, I'm sure, either have it. If they don't, they could get it for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
I thank you. It's a lovely vine. It's delicate looking. The flowers look like baby's breath, but go to the website, click on newsletter archives, and it's either 3 or 4 weeks ago. Just click on it, scroll down, and you'll see a picture and how to grow it and how to take care of it, and you're going to be thrilled with this vine. I love it.
Very good. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Michelle from Mass. She's got a question about a rose.
Michelle, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out with your roses?
Hello.
Hi.
Patricia from Massachusetts, but that's okay. It was probably a bad connection. I'm calling about a rose plant that my daughter gave me for Mother's Day. It still has the fronds on it, although the plant died because of the extreme heat. Just overheated and died out real quick. But I want to know what I can do with the plant now that it's died. Is there something I should be doing with it rather than just tossing it out? Is this good for composting? Or
is it like potted, or is it planted in the ground?
No, it's actually, it's in a pot with some of that, looks like fake dirt. I don't know what it is, but it's got little white spots all over it if you pull it up. It's not real dirt. I don't know what kind of dirt it is. But
yeah, it's probably a man-made soil, like some of that Miracle-Grow stuff.
So you think I should toss it or do something with it?
What I want you to do, take your fingernail,
yep.
And I want you to scratch through the bark.
Okay.
If it's green, underneath the bark, it's still alive.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So if you scratch it and it's black or brown, then toss it. If it's still green, it's still alive, give it a good drink, keep it moist right up until the fall, and then store it in your garage, a tool shed, someplace where there's no heat for the winter, and with some luck, it will come back for you next year.
Oh, okay.
And then plant it.
I have another quick question. Can we grow watermelons in this country? I notice they've always, most of the time, they're coming from other places. I'm just curious as to how hard is it to grow watermelons?
Well, most of the watermelons come from the South because they can start earlier. But in New England, you can buy a dwarf watermelon. It's called a New Hampshire midget.
Oh, okay.
And it grows about twice the size of a grapefruit. And they are very, very good. Now, this is what my dad used to do. He would plant them. And when the watermelons began to form, and they got to be the size of a baseball,
okay.
He took a coffee can, and the side that was open, he would push it into the ground, let it sit above the ground about 2 inches, and set the watermelon on top of it.
And the reason
he did that is that the heat got to the watermelon, and it helped to ripen it sooner in the year.
Okay.
Because it was up off the ground, and the heat went all the way around it. But he grew them, and they were like a honeydew melon size.
Now, do you recommend using the black mold around them?
I would put the black gold around them. You could use the black cow, which is, see, most of your cow manure is around 10 to 15% real cow manure, and the rest is sawdust, wood shavings, and so forth.
Okay.
The black cow comes from Florida or Texas, and they sift it. And they are giving 40-plus percent real manure in the bag, so that you're getting 3 to 4 times more manure from a bag of black cow than you are from any other kind of fertilizer.
Yeah, yeah. Reason why I'm asking is because I had a shirt on, it was white.
Mm-hmm.
I bought some watermelon. And it actually, like, discolored the shirt for a little bit, and I had a hard time getting the stain out, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that have been used by the Native Americans to stain baskets and pottery and things like that. But watermelon will stain, and it will give you red spotting if you spill it on yourself.
Yeah, I've never had, you know, I probably never ate it with a white shirt, but I thought it was almost like I had a dye on my shirt. I didn't realize that it was that much color in there that would actually look like a dye.
If you have a good, ripe, sweet watermelon that when you cut it open is bright red, then
you're gonna, it was really.
Yeah, then you're going to get more of that red pigment that can stain.
Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the rain that's headed our way.
Yeah, we
have
today. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261, if we can help you. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeremy from Connecticut. He's got a question about overwintering lavender.
Jeremy, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you out?
Hi, Paul. Just trying to figure out what's the best way to winter over my lavender.
Okay. Is it indoor? Is it potted or planted?
Yeah, it's on a deck in about 2 gallon pots.
Okay. Do you have a garage or a tool shed?
Yes.
Okay. Leave them outside until the weather gets really cold and we've had a single frost.
Okay.
And as soon as you've had a frost, put it in the garage, give it a good drink of water, and leave it in an unheated garage for the winter. And once a month or so, just go in the garage, take your finger, poke it into the pot. And if the soil is beginning to get dry, give it a good drink, and the building will shelter the lavender so that it will come back and stay healthy for years to come.
Awesome. Somebody was telling me to put them in the garden, and I wasn't aware that they could survive in the garden over the winter.
It depends where you live. If you were south of Boston, they'll do really well. But once you get north of Boston, if we have a winter like last year with very little snow cover, that's when you run into a problem because the ground freezes and thaws. It snaps the root system. And once the roots begin to break, then the plant dies. So by putting it in the garage, it's going to be sheltered from the freezing and thawing. You're going to keep it moist, and it will survive the winter very, very easily.
Yeah, that's better. I'd rather keep them in the pots anyway, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, we grow herbs in pots on our deck during the summer. And then around October 1st, we will bring it in the house for the winter. It will have fresh basil, chives, oregano, a little bit of lavender, parsley, all winter long in containers in a sunny window.
Awesome. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great week, and hopefully you'll get some rain.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Julie from Cape Cod. She's got a question about perennial wildflowers.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. What are you looking for in... Oh, we're coming up on a break. Julie, you just hold on. And when we come back, we'll go right to you. Would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Roses cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breed. He also discovered how normal cells turned into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey protein powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. And Daniel, are we talking with Julie?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, Paul. I have a question for you. I live in Cape Cod, and I have a sloping hill that's about 7 feet high and about, 70 feet long, and I abut some conservation land, and the conservation area wanted us, when we did this landscaping in the back, to plant a wildflower mix on the hill. So the landscaper originally put down some flowers with a lot of weeds that came up. And so then after some of the flowers died off, I cut down the weeds. And now all I've got is a bunch of grassy, weedy hill. What I'd like to do is find out how I go about planting this perennial wildflower properly. And I don't think it was done right the first time, and I'm trying to get it done correctly. Can you help me?
Perennials, flowers, the first year only produce foliage. So when you plant it in the spring, the seed will germinate. It will make green leaves, but you may get a blossom, but 90% of the time you only get foliage. The second year, okay, it will come up, and it will bloom like crazy, like it should. But that's why when you buy a wildflower mix, they put annual and perennial so that you see the annuals coming into bloom. You stay encouraged. You fertilize. You water. And then the following year, the perennials begin to bloom, and what you're supposed to do in the fall is to take like a weed whacker and cut everything flush of the ground. And if there were any annuals, then the seeds, heads from the annuals will fall on that area, and then they'll regerminate and come back up the following year, but they're annual. So you need to weed whack every single year.
Okay. Now, if the amount of seed that he put down was clumped, in other words, I had some annuals in one area, but very, very tall weeds, and I don't really know what they were, but they didn't flower, and they were about maybe 3 feet high. They didn't look like flowers, but I guess, like you said, I have to wait for another year to determine that, I suppose.
Yeah, but see, if it was a perennial, it would not grow 3 feet the first year. So
okay.
Anything that grows that fast is probably a weed, and I would pull that out. And then in the spring, like in early to mid-April, whenever spring decides to get here this year, take either a steel rake or a cultivator and scratch up the ground and reapply additional wildflower seeds to it, water them in, and that will reinforce any areas where the seed did not germinate or the weeds choked them out.
Right, okay. Terrific. And then again, if I do the perennial mix that spring, I won't see the flowers till the following season.
Right. I mean, some will bloom, but a lot of them don't bloom until the second year on.
Okay.
So
Go ahead.
If there's grass, pull it out.
Oh, if there's grass, pull it out. That's what I was just going to ask you. Okay.
Yeah, because the grass will choke out the wildflowers.
Okay. And how would you know, if I cut everything down now, that the roots that are in there will hold the soil on the hill for the for the coming season?
Yes. And you just take a weed whacker, cut wait until we've had a frost. And then take a weed whacker, cut everything down and just leave it, because some of those plants contain seeds that are annual that will give you early color and color throughout the summer, and then it will act as a mulch to protect the new perennial plants that have germinated and grown this year. So it does two things. Thank you.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.